Research, news and tools all around open innovation. Hands-on advice to the point from OMind for you. Hi, I'm Sophie, and I help you get an open mindset for innovation and digitalization. Hello and welcome back to a new episode of Open Up to Innovate. And today we have a special guest, but the special guest was a guest that was already here, and it's Aurelia. Hello and welcome back.
Hey, Sophie. Thanks for having me again.
Last time we were just generally talking about open innovation, and it was sort of a kickoff. But today we're actually going to talk about the paper you've published on your, how is it called in English? It's doctor thesis? No, it's not.
It's a PhD thesis.
Thesis, yeah. So also congrats on that, by the way.
Thank you. It has been a while, though.
Yeah, still. It's the first time we're talking about it here, so
that's
again,
true.
Congrats. And I can't congratulate you enough for having the PhD now. First of all, how are you? How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. After PhD, really jumping into business, you know, jumping into consulting, jumping into our startup. Quite busy, but doing very well, really enjoying it.
And what changed since last time that we talked?
Oh, wow. I think in the startup OMind platform, there were a lot of changes. So we're really building and accelerating OMind platform. So we are incorporated officially now. Our team is growing. So we are 6 people by now. We're still funded by the government, but we already found our first clients, you know, paid customers. That's always a big success. So I would say it's going in the right direction.
Nice. For all the listeners that maybe don't know what OMind platform is, because before we were talking about OMind consulting. So what exactly is like the difference between OMind platform now and OMind consulting? So what happened there?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, a lot of people asking me that. So I think it's worth clarifying. So OMind Consulting is actually my consulting company where I transferred the strategies I have developed during my PhD into practice. So I'm actually consulting companies on their way to establish an open innovation culture. So it's more a strategy consultant, and I'm providing advice on how to actually build HR strategy to foster innovation and collaboration. So OMind Consulting is clearly the consulting company. And then we have also realized that consulting is not really scalable, and that unfortunately, if you have a great training or workshop session, people are super excited while doing it, but then the implementation afterwards is the big struggle. So when people are coming back to work, they're so overloaded with their normal tasks that the implementation of the learnings they have had during the consulting, that's really difficult to actually implement in their daily life. And that's why we came to the idea to actually develop a software that helps employees to implement their behavior change in their daily life. And that's why we founded OMind Platform.
Okay, and because today we're going to talk about your research, which is also about implementing HR into the open innovation culture, actually implementing the open innovation mindset, the open mindset into the company while using human resources. But how did you transfer your research into OMind Platform?
Yeah, so actually during my PhD, I've developed a scale that makes those soft factors, such as the open innovation mindset, but also knowledge exchange, really measurable. So finally making these intangibles tangible, because everyone is talking about the innovation mindset and, you know, knowledge exchange and collaboration, but what actually is it? If you can't make it measurable, you can't really manage it. So the problem in companies is that Like their KPIs are a lot based on the revenue. And then the question is, why should people actually engage in collaboration and innovation? Knowledge exchange costs time, right? So that's why the developed scale in my PhD we have transferred into a software which is easily accessible and usable for employees. And therefore, they can track their open innovation mindset, their change over time. They get reminded on, you know, how to change their behavior. It's really tailored and customized to the user's needs. And they can also track their knowledge exchange. So this is how we actually, yeah, then transferred my PhD results into practice.
That's really cool. And so the name of your papers that we are that we always already have been talking about is Human Resource Management and Open Innovation, the role of open innovation mindset. Or maybe in other words, it's about like the core of innovation and collaboration, and it's about the people and their mindset. So maybe first, why did you even choose this topic in the first place? I mean, how did it come that this was so on your mind that you wanted to do your PhD on that?
Yeah, well, before I started doing research, I was working in industry, and I've realized that there are a lot of struggles out there when it comes to collaboration. And this all goes down to the people, right? And on the other hand, every company needs to stay competitive and therefore needs to be innovative. And then I ask myself, so who is actually responsible for innovation, you know? And that's the people. So the people in a company need to be innovative. They need to generate new ideas and they need to collaborate for doing that. And then I just realized that there's not really a tool or a strategy how to empower people for innovation and collaboration. Because as I said, the traditionally used KPIs in companies are actually promoting the opposite. They are promoting, you know, generating revenue, that's it, and not collaborating or exchanging knowledge. And yeah, that actually also led me then to the idea of digging deeper into, you know, the core of collaboration and understanding what motivates people to engage in collaboration, to become more innovative, you know? Yeah, and this is then why I started my PhD in that field.
And what I find quite interesting is that you actually make things that I find very unmeasurable, measurable. and especially things like, yeah, the open innovation mindset or mindset itself. So how do you measure these kind of things, or open innovation performance, or how you call it in the paper, like strategic human resource management. First of all, how would you explain these three terms? Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, how did you measure them?
Yeah, well, so in easy words, we actually looked at the mindset as an influencing factor, right? Like that's actually the attitude of people, whether they like knowledge exchange or they don't like knowledge exchange. You know, do they have positive associations or a positive attitude towards knowledge exchange and collaboration, or do they have negative attitudes towards knowledge exchange? There are six more dimensions which define an open innovation mindset. Maybe I can go into more detail later on. But this is basically the open innovation mindset. And this is influencing people's behavior, right? I mean, as an example, my attitude towards meat consumption or my attitude towards meat production, let's say it like that, influence my, eating habits, right? Whether I eat vegetarian or vegan or whatever. So your attitude obviously influences your behavior. And as a behavior, we were looking then at open innovation performance, which is a behavior outcome. And that was measured by knowledge exchange at the individual level. Because usually open innovation performance is measured at the organizational level, but then it's quite difficult to kind of bridge the gap between individual attitudes and organizational performance. So we measure the outcome also then at the individual level. And this is also something I would highly recommend for companies, because they want to actually understand the people's behavior, right? Because if you change the people's behavior, you automatically create an outcome which leads into the organization's performance. But you need to start at the individual, or at least at the team level.
I'm still wondering a bit, how do you actually like measure this open innovation mindset? I don't get it.
That's a fair question. So actually, during my PhD, I've done a lot of research and looked into how culture, and especially open innovation culture, is measured or captured. Then I have derived those organizational values to the individual level, and identified six dimensions which have the most correlation and influence on open innovation performance, and especially knowledge exchange behavior. And that's, well, first of all, openness to new experiences, then positive attitudes towards knowledge sharing, like really sharing your knowledge. And we distinguish very much between then positive attitudes towards knowledge sourcing, taking knowledge in, because there's a big difference whether you are keen to share your knowledge, or whether you're actually also willing to ask for knowledge and accept knowledge from someone else. Like, there are a lot of psychological barriers involved, but I don't want to bore you now with the not invented here and not sold here syndrome, but it has been really influenced a lot, also these dimensions. And then we have also risk and failure tolerance, because I mean, whatever is correlated to innovation also, there's a relation to risk and failure tolerance, of course, because you never know whether something new really works or not. And creativity as well, for sure, has a big impact. And last but not least, integrative complexity. And if you're wondering what that is, that really describes the ability of a person to put him or herself into the perspective of someone else. Like, in easy words, to also see the other side of the coin, you know, and not only going into one direction because he or she thinks this is the right direction, but also always looking at both sides of a problem. So yeah, these are actually all the dimensions we are considering when measuring an open innovation mindset.
I was wondering, so when I think about people having problems with sharing knowledge or fostering knowledge, I don't know, or knowledge sourcing, I would say that people are more keen on sourcing than sharing. Is that true?
That really depends. I was also wondering that there are differences, because I actually didn't really expect differences at all, because, you know, usually people are talking about knowledge exchange. So, you know, that's it. But then really looking at both sides, and that really also surprised me that there are differences at all, you know. So there are really people who are like scared to reach out and to source knowledge and ask for knowledge, because they feel like, you know, other people think I should know that, and maybe they think I'm dumb if I ask that, you know. Or the other way around, that they don't want to share knowledge so much. They rather source, because they just want to get all the information, but they're not willing to share their own knowledge, you know. And that was actually quite a big surprise to understand that there are actually big differences.
And now maybe also a very weird question, but when it comes to, I don't know, chatting with your colleagues and talking about your own life or ideas that have nothing to do with the company, did you include this kind of knowledge exchange as well?
Yeah, it's more about your own perception, what you think is knowledge and what not. So the way we capture knowledge exchange is not like objective measurement of knowledge exchange, because you're really going in the right direction. It's really hard to define what is knowledge and what is not knowledge, right? And I think everyone has a different perception on that. Like, some people would say, yes, chatting with someone, you know, when I'm getting my coffee in the coffee corner, that's also knowledge exchange. And others would say, no, only when I send a document with a lot of hard facts into it. The way we measure knowledge exchange is that we ask for the perceived knowledge exchange of each person. So this way we make sure that the definition of knowledge exchange is always the same, because you, Sophie, you would always define knowledge exchange the same way, because that's just your perception. And if we measure that over time, you would, in every time slot we measure, you would always define it the same way, right? And that's something we're interested in. We're interested in how does your perception of, or how does your knowledge exchange change over time with your fixed perception of it.
Okay, and is that something your online platform also captures then? So
exactly.
Okay, that's really cool. Okay.
That's one of our products, yes. Okay. So we have different products. I mean, we have the mindset evaluation tool. We've got the knowledge exchange tracker. Actually, it's called knowledge sharing and sourcing tracker, to be precise. we've got different products. And in the end, what we do is, with that kind of measurement tools, we enable companies for innovation by fostering collaboration. So we really develop the people's mindset and track the mindset change and track the knowledge exchange over time. But also we have products which we use in recruiting, because the mindset evaluation tool can also be used in a recruiting process, because you don't necessarily only want to develop your existing people's mindset. You also want to apply it right away when you hire new people and actually select the people with the right mindset for your company. So different products targeting different pain points of companies.
And maybe now this question might be very specific. Don't worry if you don't want to answer to that. But I was sort of wondering, is there any way to use open innovation, or like the open innovation mindset, or measuring it to also prevent discrimination during the hiring process?
Yes, because I think our tool, the mindset evaluation tool, really helps to standardize recruiting decisions. So, usually a recruiter would have an interview and would just, kind of decide based on the gut feeling if that person has the right mindset, when I was talking to a lot of recruiters and interviewing them about their problems and pain points, they were saying, well, it's just quite difficult based on one or two interviews to decide whether this person has an open mindset or not. You can tell based on what they're saying, but it's just not comparable to other people, because you would ask every person other questions, right? How do you actually make an objective decision there? So making these soft factors measurable really helps to improve the transparency in the recruiting process, and also making sure that each recruiter makes the same decision based on a certain standardized process.
Okay, that's very cool. now circling back to your research again, what were like your main takeaways from the research?
I think the main takeaways are really that innovation is really all about the people. Like when I was interviewing CEOs, innovation managers, recruiters, very different people in different fields, but it all came down to the fact that it doesn't work if the people don't do it, And how do you get people to do it if you establish the right incentive and reward system, the right structures, and that's what I said at the beginning. It's really important to then be able to measure it, otherwise you can't develop any KPIs. So I think it's really important that there are measurement tools out there in practice to allow companies to then also acknowledge, incentivize, and reward the people for it. Otherwise, we're not going to get any change there. Otherwise, we will continuously reward people only for, revenues. And actually, we want them to collaborate, right? Of course, we want them to sell, but we know that we can only drive innovation and our competitive advantage if people work together.
Mm-hmm. And how would you say, what's like the first step for a company to become more open?
Measuring the openness, you know, start using measurement tools, start incentivizing the people for the right things, you know, if you want innovation in your company, if you want people to work together and collaborate, then measure it and acknowledge them for it, you know, build the right infrastructure that you change the people's behavior in the right direction. Don't reward and incentivize them for other things if you actually want them, you know, like just align your reward system with what you want your people to do.
And I do feel like this whole research revolving around open innovation is still sort of young. I don't know if you would say that too, but also during my research for my bachelor thesis, I also found out like it's not that many people that were writing about it. So, and I was just wondering, where does it go from here? So are there any plans for new research? Are you doing new research? Maybe also while doing the online platform, is there any measurement tools also within so you can actually use the stuff that you're, I don't know, the knowledge that you're also getting from the different companies to incorporate into further research? So what can we expect in the future from you?
Well, the thing is, I can't really decide for, you know, industry or research, because I think I'm passionate for both. Mm-hmm. So I think that will just continue the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, as I was doing my PhD, I was collecting my data in industry. Now I'm having, you know, my own company. So I will still create research based on the projects we have. So with our clients, we have great opportunities to collect data. So if our clients allow, for sure, then we will use the data to continuously research in that field, because I think there's so much more to find out. I'm also happy to do research together with Professor Marcel Boggers, who really invented the human side of open innovation. So there are a lot more research papers planned to do together. So stay tuned on that. And I think Sophie, you can also already announce announce a big surprise, right? Or it's not a surprise though, like, but big news.
For me, it was a surprise when the name popped up on the guest list for this podcast, and I got a little bit I'm a little bit excited. So yeah, the one of the next guests will be Marcel Boggers himself. The person that was being quoted a lot in both of our papers.
Yes.
And yeah, I am very, very excited for that one. And that is now a very good way to promote the social media account. So if you want to know when the new podcast will come out, just follow us on social media and on LinkedIn. If you have any feedback, please text us. Also on said platforms. And yeah. We will hear each other then with Marcel Boggers. But before I say our goodbyes, because I already think that there was a lot of good stuff coming, and I think we can talk for hours about this. Is there something else you want to, I don't know, something else you want to say, something you couldn't yet say or I didn't ask? Is there anything else?
Well, I think the only thing what I would like to emphasize here is that companies really understand that if they want to stay and become innovative, they really need to look more closely to their people and the core of collaboration and innovation. So what's the core? And my answer to that is it's the people. And we need to find ways together to empower them for innovation. And I think now I would also, you know, like to ask whoever's listening to us, if you have any great best practices you have already applied in your company and which led to success to empower your people for innovation, I would be really happy to learn from that and to hear from that. Also, when there are still any specific pain points like you're struggling with and you would need help with, don't hesitate to reach out. So maybe we can find a solution together. And last but not least, I would like to Also make some advertisement for the World Open Innovation Conference happening in November on the 15th or 16th in Eindhoven, where we actually bring together industry and researchers. And Marcel Bogas will also be there, as well as our head of open innovation from Henkel, Salima. Check out the website of the World Open Innovation Conference, and maybe we're going to see each other there.
Nice. Maybe we can also do a catch-up episode about the conference. We haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think also as sort of last words, what I think was really important, what you were talking about a lot, is that you really need to instrumentalize open innovation, really measure it and really not treat it as something you can do next to, I don't know, your day-to-day business, but it really has to be incorporated into your company. You really have to, yeah, measure open innovation in order to really use it to your advantage or properly use it to your advantage.
Thanks for summarizing that, yes.
Okay, and I think time is sort of over. And I'm already looking forward to the next episodes, also especially to Marcel Bogas.
Me too.
And yeah, we will hear you then, and goodbye.
Thank you very much, Sophie. Bye.
'Open Up to Innovate' is a podcast by Omind Consulting, the consulting company that empowers for open innovations and helps to create an open mindset.